You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headspace, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, AJ Andrews of Jays from thecouch.com. Thank you for giving Locked On Blue Jays your first listen of the day. And if not, hey, why not give it a shot? I mean, I think my voice is soothing enough to wake up to or drive to work to or whatever you're doing. I don't know your morning routine. I'm not psychic. But it's all right. I'm glad you're here anyway. I appreciate it. Episode 559 of the podcast. Yes, I still count. I can still do that. Just like I can count how many wins the Blue Jays got against the Minnesota Twins, which is two less than I'd like. Anyway, we're going to be talking about what happened in the Twin Series because I didn't really get an opportunity to talk with y'all. I take full responsibility. I've been very tired for reasons that we'll probably talk about at the end of the podcast. So basically what I wanted to do is just go over my thoughts on the Minnesota series. And then we'll kind of look ahead to where the Blue Jays are going to be heading into this final week of the 2021 season. And what they are going to try and be able to do, I guess. We will see. But like I said, let's start with what we know happened, which is that the Blue Jays went into Target Field in Minnesota against a twin side that had already folded the tent, had given up on this season. And they stumbled hard out of the gate. Stumbled to a point that had me very, very worried. Like, and I'm not even that mad about the first game that they lost 7-2. There were some unforeseen circumstances in that game that kind of spoiled the momentum there. Steven Matz only lasted 3 innings. He threw 80 pitches. Thomas Hatch got injured. Hamstring tendonitis. Didn't give the Blue Jays the pitch count they thought they were going to get out of him. Thankfully, Ryan Borucki's appeal was going on, so at least he was available for that one. But it was just a tough game to watch the Blue Jays muddle through. And you know, that trend continued into the Friday game. Days are hard. In the Friday game, I tweeted out that the Blue Jays basically went back to the exact microcosm of all the things that made me scream and bang my head on my desk and wonder why with this team. They had a rookie pitcher on the mound in Bailey Ober. They had one of their good starters going in Jose Berrios. And Berrios made one mistake and they couldn't dig him out of it. 4 hits off Bailey Ober. And then nothing off the Twins bullpen. It gave me horrible flashbacks. And I thought this was it. I had people in my mention saying that dropping 2-3 to the Rays was going to be the thing that ends it. I was sure the Twins series was going to end it at that rate. And, you know, I was prepared to make this a eulogy of the Blue Jays' playoff chances. But as we've seen in the month of September, the Blue Jays were able to dig deep and get some big performances when they needed them. Robbie Ray, their ace, goes out there and holds the Twins to 3 hits. 4 walks, a little much. not a fan. But three hits, one run, was not allowing the likes of Josh Donaldson and Byron Buxton. And I didn't even know who this guy was before this series, because I feel like half of Minnesota's roster got traded. But Brent Rooker, he of the 201 batting average. And Nick Gordon, who I thought for sure was a shortstop. Apparently, he's a left fielder. That's one for me. The guys who were just drilling them in the first two games of the series suddenly were tamed. And the Blue Jays finally took advantage of a Minnesota pitching staff that is one that should be taken advantage of. And, you know, like I said, it was the guys you would expect. It was Marcus Semien. It was Teoscar Hernandez, who we've been glowing about this past month. But it was guys stepping up with big hits. It was Randall Grichuk coming up with a double when needed. Yes, he got thrown out trying to go to third on it, but he got that lead. So I'm fine with it. It's Danny Jansen stepping in. He pinch ran. He wasn't expecting to bat for Alejandro Kirk, coming through with a big single in the eighth inning. And then following it up the next day, the series finale, the one the Blue Jays needed to get a split out of the series. Second inning, looks at another rookie pitcher in Griffin Jacks and says, no, this is not happening again. Big three-run home run. Made sure the Twins knew that they were not going to have a shot against Alek Manoah. Manoah. I do apologize. I swear I will get that right. I will call him the Man of War, but it is Manoah. Point is, the Blue Jays did what they need to do to stay in this series. Guys like George Springer did what they need to do to stay in this series. At a time when Vladdy went 0 for 4 in each of those two wins. Vladdy had a terrible series at Target Field. 1 for 17 for Vladdy. Finally, the Blue Jays offense around him started to resemble what it looked like at the beginning of the month and got a couple of big wins. And that's what gives me faith. The starting pitching still looks good. Jose Berrios, still good. Alek Manoah, still good. Robbie Ray, still good. And that will give them a chance. And when we look forward in the second segment, we'll kind of highlight that, and that'll be key to what we see here. But the Blue Jays pulled their irons out of the fire exactly when they needed to. And were able to strike and get something out of that series at a time when it looked like it was going to be jam done, game over, thanks for playing. So maybe there's hope that I'll have something to watch in October. Anyway, I know if you want to watch the game live, but you're doing it on one device, and then you got to switch to another device that lets you stream your favorite shows, and then you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and then you got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. That's too many different things you're trying to watch. That is not efficient. And if you can be one thing, you should be efficient. So I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle. A great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream. It brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes, no need to buy another device ever again. And there's no annual contract, so if you don't like this one device and want to be able to juggle remotes, you can cancel. It's your prerogative. But I'm going to advise you to get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. Now for my American fans, I got to tell you about an incredible app that everyone who buys gas needs to know about. It's called GetUpside. any of our American listeners listening can make up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. You just download the free app inside the App Store or Google Play, and then use the promo code BASEBALL, because we're the MLB one, and you get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first full fill-up. That's in addition to the other 25 cents, so that's up to 50 cents cash back per gallon. So you don't have to pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using GetUpside. Download the app for free. Use the promo code BASEBALL to get that 50 cents gallon cash back on your first tank. That's BASEBALL to get 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank with the GetUpside app. So what are the Blue Jays going to be doing in this final week? Well, they're going to be chasing the Yankees and the Red Sox, same as it ever was. Yes, I know, technically the Mariners and the Athletics have yet to be eliminated, and the Mariners are pesky. They have a shot at this. I don't see the A's making up three and a half games. Three games, actually. At the time of recording this, Yankees and Red Sox are currently in the top of the seventh with the Yankees leading 2-1. And I'm going to explain why that's bad. In fact, this whole series has been bad for the Blue Jays. Not just because of what happened against the Twins, but because what the Red Sox were unable to do. And shout out to former guest of the show, certainly future guest of the show, because I like her and I like talking to her, Gabrielle Starr. But her Red Sox freaking are choking it away against the Yankees. It's just been tough to watch what has been going on. And like, I don't even blame Boston for dropping that first game 8-3. Garrett Cole's on the mound. Sure, he hasn't looked great, but when Nathan Eovaldi goes out throwing junk like that and gives up 7 runs in 2 2/3 innings, you kind of write that one off as a wash. Fine. Let the Yankees have one. But then to go out the next day against Nestor Cortez and lose 5-3, you let Luis Severino go out there and stymie you for 2 innings, looking like Aaron Sanchez. You waste a great start by Nick Pervetta because you can't actually do anything offensively anymore. Xander Bogaerts and JD Martinez going combined 0-for-8 in the heart of your lineup in that game. Gross. Boston. And they're currently losing 2-1. Garrett Richards is having his best start as a member of the Red Sox, and they're losing 2-1. I said start. Garrett Richards has actually just come in. Eduardo Rodriguez started the game. I apologize. I saw Garrett Richards and didn't realize he was bad enough to get banished to the bullpen. Maybe there's a reason why the Red Sox are losing this series to the Yankees. But anyway, the point is, it would have been far preferable for the Red Sox to actually do something in this series. And it looked like they were going to do something. They had won 7 in a row. Granted, it was against the Mariners and the Orioles and the Mets. So not exactly daunting competition. And they don't have daunting competition for the rest of the series. That's the problem. Because if the Blue Jays are one game behind the Red Sox after tonight, going into Monday, they end with a 6-game road trip in Maryland against the Orioles and Nationals. Easy freaking pickings. So let's give Boston 4-2. At least out of that. Should be 5-1. Should be 6-0. But it's Boston. Now, if the Yankees were to lose this game, Toronto would have a lot more say in its destiny. Because they get the Yankees for 3 games in Canada. And then the Yankees would have to end against Tampa Bay. I like the Blue Jays' chances in that. I think the Yankees go at least 3-3. At least 3 losses there. Toronto ends with that series against the Yankees and then 3 against the Orioles. should be 4-2, should be 5-1. Point is, if the Yankees lost, it would have been easier to track them down than the Red Sox against the quote-unquote competition they have in this final week. Like, Boston's going to lose this one, and now I'm going to have to turn to Josh Neighbors of Locked On Nationals and Connor Newcomb of Locked On Orioles and be like, please, please, can your teams do us a solid and not just give up against Boston so we have a shot at this? I don't like doing that. I'm not going to be in a position to beg anytime soon. That is the reality facing the Blue Jays. They could not take care of business against Minnesota, so now they are on the outside looking in. They will be one game back of whoever loses tonight's contest. And if it's the Yankees, you know, like I said, maybe they can do enough damage there. If they take 2 out of 3, they end up tied with the Yankees, and then it's Toronto against Baltimore and New York against Tampa, and I like Toronto's odds. Instead, if the Yankees win this, the Blue Jays are going to have to do something to halt their momentum, and taking 2 out of 3 may not be enough, especially if Boston just torches Baltimore, which they may very well do. I think Baltimore's actually played them decently this year. Beside the point, it's not looking easy for the Blue Jays, and I hope they're able to survive and do a bit better than my fears are telling me they're going to do. One thing I can tell you shouldn't fear is going online for healthy snacks. Healthy, tasty, delicious treats. And you can find them at Built.com, home of the Built Bar. Tasty, delicious. They have so many options for you. They have classic protein bars like orange and peanut butter brownie and coconut and salted caramel and cookies and cream. And all of them are between 130 and 180 calories with 17 to 19 grams of protein, all coated in 100% real chocolate. And if you don't want a straight up protein bar, they have puffs, Built Bar puffs. They have coconut marshmallow, mint marshmallow, and banana cream pie, all 130 calories, 5 grams of sugar, 17 grams of protein, and they taste like heaven. And if you go to Built.com right now, they are having a limited time sale where you can get the $9.99 Built Boost. These are things you put in your water. It's like Crystal Light, but healthier. Yes, I know. It's they got a couple flavors. They got black cherry and they got strawberry guava. Guava is good. I don't know how many people have had guava. It's delicious. Anyway, get yourself over to Built.com. Check out the selection. You can get a mix box. You can get a box of just your favorite flavors. I got my cookie dough chunk box. It is awesome. I'm very happy about it. And yeah, use the promo code LOCK15 to get 15% off your order at Built.com and get you those tasty bars or immune boosts into your mailbox.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, so a little inside baseball here. Usually I think up the titles for the episodes kind of as I'm posting them. I knew the title of this one. I didn't want to be facetious and be like, oh, this is the last dance. But no, this is the last chance for romance for the Blue Jays in the 2021 season. It's going to be this Yankees series. And this episode is the last chance to hear me for a little bit. For those of you who've been following along, y'all knew this was coming. It's funny. When I did my tease on Twitter saying this was going to be the most emotional episode since episode 200, which you longtime fans know was a very, very important episode for many, many reasons more than just hitting a big fancy round number. I went back and listened, and I kind of amazed myself because I said, maybe I would be planning surgery by the time the Blue Jays are looking at the World Series. That's over 2 years ago, y'all. I do not mean to be that prescient, but the Blue Jays have a good series against the Yankees. They have a shot. Because surgery time is here. And yes, it is the surgery you are thinking about. I'm going to be honest, this feels like almost the finish line. Like, when I started going through this whole process, starting transitioning, actually moving forward on this was all a pipe dream. This was all, like, you know, someday in the future. And by the time you're listening to this, I'm going to be on a flight to Montreal. And on Wednesday, it's finally going to go down. And I know every woman doesn't have the same finish line when it comes to this path. But it almost feels like that finish line. It's not going to be a matter of transitioning in the active sense. I'm going to be done. I'm going to be transitioned. I'm just gonna be a woman. At least for me. And like I said, I don't know how I could have done it without the support of all y'all helping me, keeping me sane, keeping me focused, even as, you know, the Kalenic stands of the world, or Kelnick. We're just gonna get all my mispronunciations out of the way of this episode. Jared Kelnick, Alec Manoa. I at least owe you one correct one before I dip for a bit. But no, this isn't goodbye forever. I mean, I was pretty clear about that in episode 200. But it is going to be goodbye for a bit. At least I'm giving y'all a heads up this time. As those of you who've been listening the past week know, Lucas Weiss is officially the co-host of the Locked On Blue Jays podcast now. He will be taking over solo while I am recovering. And we do have some things lined up, so Lucas doesn't have to go it alone. We are in talks with at least one prominent member of the Blue Jays community online. And hopefully they will be able to confirm that in the future. I don't want to confirm it just because I don't know if it's confirmed. I know what's going on, but not going to confirm it. And then, yeah, it's just going to be a matter of how quickly I recover from this. And you know, I was talking with my dad earlier today, and he seems pretty confident I'm going to bounce back quickly. No, nowhere. I'm not planning on bouncing back as quick to cover a Blue Jays World Series run, if they make it. I mean, when I listen to that line, I'm pretty sure I am the Alec Manoa, just ahead of the curve a little bit. But you know, it's nice knowing that once I'm ready to go again, once I can actually sit up for an hour at a time, I'll be able to come right back here to all y'all, to Lucas, to the Locked On Podcast Network, to the Jays from the Couch family, to all of you, and be able to go right back at this again. I know it won't seem like anything's changed on your end, because you know, a lot of times all you hear is my voice, and I'm kind of glad about that right now, because I'm kind of a crying mess, but it means a lot it means a lot that I've been able to go along this path with all y'all, that y'all have actually cared about what happens to this the scatterbrained white girl from Halifax, and actually take her Blue Jays opinion seriously. So seriously to the point where I get quote tweeted months later. I don't know. Maybe that's just the blue check mark talking. Anyway, I've gone on too long. Shocker, right? Like I said, tomorrow, it will be Lucas on here giving you the straight talk. He'll probably do a better job previewing the specific Yankees Blue Jays series. I didn't even talk about the pitching matchups, which, I mean, Hyunjin Ryu is coming off the IL for the opener. Okay, let's hope Steven Matz is ready and back up. But I'm sure he will do a fantastic job, and I look forward to coming back on here and talking with him when I'm good and ready. And y'all will know when I'm good and ready. Come on, you can't shut me up. I'll yell about it on Twitter. I'll probably still be yelling from my hospital bed, be like, why can't they get a hit off this Rays rookie? It makes me sad. You know, because some things drastically change. Others, they just stay the same. And that's the way I'm going to be. So, thanks again for making Locked On Blue Jays your first listen today. And if not, hey, thanks for listening in general. If you want a tip on a second lesson on listening, you should check out Locked On Bets. Betting doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, you get daily picks, blowout specials, and wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get your podcasts. Make that your second listen. Or, you know, make Locked On Yankees your second listen with Stay Scottsulius. They're very good. And it almost allows me to forgive them for having to talk about the Yankees. Anyway, make sure you're subscribed wherever you get your podcasts, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, the Odyssey app, wherever they are. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of these episodes coming up. You can follow the podcast on Twitter and Facebook at Locked On Jays. I'm not sure if the links will be posted on the Twitter feed, but I might be able to retweet some. And you can follow me on Twitter at @A_J_Andrews. The underscores are there because Twitter is dumb. But it's helped me find a lot of support on this journey. One that takes a massive, massive step on Wednesday. And I'm thankful for that. All right, I gotta end this before I cry more. Anyway, for everyone at the Locked On Podcast Network and everyone at jaysfromthecouch.com, I'm AJ Andrews. Thank you all so much for listening. And y'all take care.